We've been hearing a lot about the woes of fishermen in the Gulf of Mexico. This morning, we're going to hear about the travails of lobstermen in Maine. In the waters there, the lobster population is healthy and growing, which is not so in many other parts of the Atlantic coast. However, the Maine lobstermen are still struggling to make a profit. Robin Respo of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Just after dawn on a Monday morning, Brad Parody of Kittery, Maine is on his boat, preparing for a long day at sea. For 30 years now, he's made a living lobstering.
They're coming out of like the rivers and the creeks and up and around the rocks and stuff just because they're coming out from shedding.
Maine's industry is thriving, with over 75 million pounds of lobster caught last year. But over the last few years, the price at the docks has dropped. These days, Parody is getting about $3.25 per pound. That's significantly less than what he got last year, when the price at the docks hit an 11-year low. Lobsterman Jim Dow is the vice president of the Maine Lobster Association. He says lobstermen are in survival mode.
They push their engines to the max. Engines are starting to blow. I know there's been a lot up and down the coast of new engines and rebuilds this spring.
While lobstermen may be scrambling to survive, the lobsters are not. The population off the coast of Maine has been on the rise. Some thank the overfishing of lobster predators like cod. David Etnier is the deputy commissioner of the Maine Department of Marine Resources. He says it's also due to the number of people who are allowed to lobster.
There are trap limits as well. Maine has an 800 trap limit by and large, coastwide. All those measures combined, plus others, we feel have helped keep this resource in a healthy condition, despite really an enormous amount of pressure.
But for lobsterman Brad Parody, the catch isn't coming fast enough.
See how that's got a little tiny nick in it? It means we have to throw it back. If it carries eggs, we have to notch this one flipper. She'll lay eggs again.
She's a lucky one.
Yeah, there's a lot of lucky ones sometimes. How many, Tim?
One. As lobstermen continue to troll the waters off the coast, the competitive nature of the industry sets in. A few miles from Kittery, Parody idles through an area of water lobstermen call the jungle. It's crowded with buoys. Parody hauls up a line that should bring up a trap, but there's nothing there.
He got into it, cut it off. Someone might have anchored into it and cut it off.
How much deliberate cutting is there?
This time of year, there's quite a bit. So the guys get all stressed out and start cutting each other off.
While there are bargains at the docks, customers and lobstermen alike may not notice the same drop in prices at grocery stores or restaurants. Michael Gardner is the president of Gardner Pinfold Consulting in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He says restaurants have kept their prices high.
They don't want to reduce their prices because that establishes a lower reference point in the minds of consumers, and then they expect to see lobster and, you know, other goods at those low prices.
But lobstermen like Parody rather see more people eating the crustacean at its lower price. After all, the more people who develop a taste for lobster, the better his business. I'm Robin Respo.